Words of the Prophet. Love at Home by President Gordon B. Hinckley. President Hinckley speaks out on parents, children, and the blessings of family. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. It is an unusual statement. It is different from all of the other commandments. Each of the other 9 is a commandment without a promise. The 5th is a commandment and a promise. To me, that is tremendously interesting and meaningful. Whatever relationship, I first ask myself, is there between honoring one's parents and living long upon the land? Is it likely that we will live longer if we honor father and mother? I am convinced that Jehovah knew whereof he wrote when his finger traced those words with that remarkable promise. Now I recognize that some parents, because of their own manner of living, are scarcely worthy of the honor and respect of their children. This is a tragedy. Fortunately, such cases are very much in the minority. I am not here to say that in every case life will be lengthened and its quality improved simply by the process of honoring one's parents. But I do say, and without hesitation, that there is safety, there is protection, there is reward, there is happiness and satisfaction that come of respect for the counsels of one's parents who wish the very best for every son and daughter. Well did the writer of Proverbs say, "A foolish son is grief to his father, and bitterness to her that bare him." Proverbs chapter 17, verse 25. From Teachings of Gordon B. Hinckley, page 203. The Fruits of a Good Home. We seldom get into trouble when we speak softly. It is only when we raise our voices that the sparks fly and tiny molehills become great mountains of contention. To me, there has always been something significant in the description of the prophet Elijah's experience following his contest with the priests of Baal. The scripture records that a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. The voice of heaven is a still small voice. Likewise, the voice of domestic peace is a quiet voice. From Ensign, June 1971, page 72. Every child, with few possible exceptions, is the product of a home, be it good, bad, or indifferent. As children grow through the years, their lives in large measure become an extension and a reflection of family teaching. If there is harshness, abuse, uncontrolled anger, disloyalty, the fruits will be certain and discernible. And in all likelihood, they will be repeated the generation that follows. If, on the other hand, there is forbearance, forgiveness, respect, consideration, kindness, mercy, and compassion, the fruits again will be discernible, and they will be eternally rewarding. They will be positive and sweet and wonderful. And as mercy is given and taught by parents, it will be repeated in the lives and actions of the next generation. From Ensign, May 1990, page 70. Family Prayer. Can we make our homes more beautiful? Yes, through addressing ourselves as families to the source of all true beauty. Can we strengthen our society and make it a better place in which to live? Yes, by strengthening the virtue of our family through kneeling together and supplicating the Almighty in the name of His beloved Son. This simple practice, a return to family worship, spreading across the land and over the earth, would, in a generation, largely lift the blight that is destroying us, and it would restore integrity, mutual respect, and a spirit of thankfulness in the hearts of the people. From Conference Report, April 1963, page 129. The Family's Contribution to the Community. The strength of any community lies in the strength of its families. The strength of any nation lies in the strength of its families. Strong family life comes of strong and clear religious understanding of who we are and why we are here and of what we may eternally become. Strong family life comes of the perception that each of us is a child of God, born with a divine birthright, and with a great and significant potential. Strong family life comes of parents who love and respect one another, and who love and respect and nurture their children in the ways of the Lord. These are undergirding principles of our teachings as a church. To the degree that we observe these teachings, we build strong families whose generations will strengthen the nation. These are families where there is daily prayer with an acknowledgement of God as our eternal Father and of our accountability to Him for what we do with our lives. These are families where parents and children counsel together. These are families where education is encouraged and where children build upon the strengths of one another. From Ensign, November 1990, page 54. The Promise of the Temple. A loving, eternal Father with concern for His children has made possible a continuation of sacred relationships, declared the Lord to His chosen 12, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven." Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. That same power to bind in heaven what is bound on earth is in this church today. It is exercised in holy temples, and there, under the authority of the priesthood of God, father and mother and children are sealed together under a covenant and in a relationship that time cannot break and death cannot destroy. From Ensign, July 1972, page 73. The Strength of Family Love. Be true to your parents and your heritage. Regrettably, there are a few parents who act in a way that does serious injustice to their children. But these cases are relatively few. No one has a greater interest in your welfare, in your happiness, in your future, than do your mothers and fathers. They are of a prior generation. That is true. But they were once the age that you are now. Your problems are not substantially different from what theirs were. If they occasionally place restrictions on you, it is because they see danger down the road. Listen to them. What they ask you to do may not be to your liking, but you will be much happier if you do it. From Ensign, May 1996, pages 92 and 93. Why do we have this proclamation on the family now? Because the family is under attack. All across the world, families are falling apart. The place to begin to improve society is in the home. Children do, for the most part, what they are taught. We are trying to make the world better by making the family stronger. From Teachings of Gordon B. Hinckley, page 209. End of the article, Words of the Prophet, Love at Home, by President Gordon B. Hinckley. Like Father,